Inside Mac.
For Tuesday, July 11th, 2006, from the pages of MacMinute.com. This is the Inside Mac Minute. I'm Dina Orlando, and here are today's headlines. A top Apple executive has resigned. Macs are the tool of choice for music. An easy way to learn a different language. Your podcast can soon be on a satellite broadcast. And Apple has received high marks for customer satisfaction. Apple has announced that Vice President of Marketing Yoshiaki Sakito, one of the company's top Japan executives, has resigned his position. Sakito is known for leading the successful marketing push for Apple's iPod in Japan. According to Apple, Phil Schiller, who is Apple's senior vice president overseeing worldwide marketing, will replace Sakito in an interim position, but a successor has not yet been named. The report goes on to say that Apple's Japan operations will be changing its leadership at a time when competition in music players are heating up, such as Sony's plan for a big push in portable players and the ongoing Microsoft iPod killer rumors. A report from Japan's top business daily stated that Sakito plans to start setting up a venture business, but did not give further details or a source for the information. According to a report released by research firms Satmetric Systems, Apple Computer is among the top-rated technology companies for customer satisfaction. The report consists of three separate studies that look at online services, computing, and consumer services sectors of the high technology industry. The report also showed areas of a business that will impact a customer to recommend their products or service. Among the impact areas are value, reputation, and service and support. Laura Brooks, who is Vice President of Research and Business Consulting, said, "Apple, whose score far outranks its closest competitor, is well known for its passionate and dedicated customer base." Other companies that ranked high in the study were Google for online services and Symantec for consumer software. If you're looking to broaden your podcasting listener database, you may just have the chance this August, as the Podcast Satellite Network, whom I will now refer to as PSN, will be offering podcasters the opportunity to purchase airtime on an all-podcast satellite radio broadcast. PSN wants to meet the needs of podcasters who are looking for greater exposure by broadcasting its all-podcast lineup to all of North America via free-to-air satellite radio. Free-to-air satellite radio isn't as popular as Sirius or XM, but its popularity is growing, and it offers both radio and TV digital broadcasts. Listeners in North America are able to listen to it at no cost, hence the name, Free to Air, and that is making FTA programming extremely attractive to a growing number of consumers. Podsat.net GM Michael McBride feels that the Free to Air audience will love the podcast content. It opens up a significant new second audience to the podcasters. He said that they offer free-to-air satellite signal, so local AM and FM stations can freely rebroadcast the satellite feed, which will also expand listening audience to yet another market. There is no excuse to learn a new language, as Nova Development has announced its new Berlitz Premier Language Learning Software. Spanish, French, German, and Italian are all available, and the language learning software includes instructions for beginning, intermediate, as well as advanced users. The software includes real-world learning activities where users listen to actual conversations, multimedia content that allows you to listen to native speakers, and flashcard learning with more than 1,000 vocabulary words and phrases. It also offers advanced speech analysis that records, plays back, and compares you to improve your accent and pronunciation. The software works on both Macs or PCs, as well as iPods and other mobile listening devices. It'll cost you about $40 US, and it requires Mac OS X version 10.2.8 or later, as well as 121 megabytes of RAM and a CD-ROM drive. There's an upgrade to Microsoft Office 2004 for Mac, repairs issues in Microsoft Entourage 2004, and includes all of the improvements released in all previous Office 2004 updates. The update also fixes vulnerabilities in the business suite that could allow an attacker to overwrite memory with malicious code. Microsoft Office 2004 for Mac 11.2.5 requires Mac OS X 10.2.8 or later and is available for free to current license holders. Coming up, the iPod is under attack again when the Inside Mac Minute continues.
Good morning, my good fellow. Welcome to Smith's Computer and Robot Repair. How may I be of service?
Yes, my Mac has crashed. Big time. I was about to save the annual report when...
My systems are not operating correctly, Tech Tool will always find the problem.
Excuse me.
Quiet, you platinum-plated nincompoop.
I'm sorry. You were saying? Anyway, my Mac totally crashed, and if I don't get this data back, my boss is gonna freak.
If it were not for Tech Tool Pro, my memory banks would have been lost in...
Silence, you motorized monstrosity!
It is not necessary that I stay here and be insulted.
Wait, robot, don't go. Are you telling me this Tech Tool Pro software can save me a trip to the repair shop?
Affirmative. I kid you not.
Don't listen to him, sir. No software product can match the technical skill and computer savvy of Smith's Computer and Robot Repair.
Baloney. That does not compute.
So, robot, where can I get this Tech Tool Pro?
From Micromat in Windsor, California.
Excellent. Thanks for the info.
You are welcome.
Find out more about Tech Tool Pro by visiting micromat.com.
I need a vacation.
This is the Inside Mac Minute. I'm Dina Orlando. More and more reports agree that Apple should see positive results in the third quarter thanks to Apple's bootcamp software. According to a new Piper Jaffray research report, out of 42 near-term PC shoppers, 8.3% of the respondents said they would buy a Mac computer instead of a PC because of bootcamp. The so-called bootcamp effect should gain momentum in 2007 after Apple releases its new operating system, Mac OS 10.5 Leopard, which will feature Windows. Consumers like the fact that they can use the Windows operating system without the ongoing virus issues. MCE Technology has added a 160GB serial ATA hard drive with a fast 5400 RPM rotational speed to their Mobile Store S lineup of hard drive upgrades for the MacBook Pro, MacBook, and the Mac Mini. The MCE Mobile Store S drive is considered the highest performance as well as the highest capacity drive available for the Apple MacBook Pro, and it includes an 8MB cache buffer. The drive has a suggested retail price of $299 US and is available for immediate shipment. All MCE Mobile Store drives include an installation kit containing tools and items necessary to properly install the drive. A recent report confirms that Macs remain the tool of choice for professional music makers. A profile piece looked at a leading UK music college called Point Blank. Recently, the college became an Apple-authorized training center for education and offers a range of courses in music engineering, production, DJing, radio, and studio work. The college works to introduce its students to the Mac, stating, "If you're going to work professionally in the music industry, there's a good chance you'll use a Mac." Point Blank is one of the UK's leading music colleges and boasts veteran music industry tutors who explain modern technology to students who want to focus on music, not maintenance. In just 10 years, Point Blank has become one of the UK's leading music colleges. It has won DJ Magazine's Award for Best Music Production and DJ Course for 4 consecutive years. Point Blank offers a state-of-the-art recording and mixing studio equipped with 8 Power Mac G5s, running Logic Pro, and a host of third-party audio applications. Each of the other 5 studios also contain at least 1 Power Mac G5. The college does, however, train some students on PCs because they feel they would be excluding those who don't have Macs. Point Blank's marketing manager, David Reed, has said it is especially important that students considering a career in music production and sound engineering are Mac-literate because the Mac is the industry platform. Point Blank's Logic courses are taught by senior tutor and Apple-accredited trainer J.C. Concato, a Mac user since 1989. Music runs in his family. He first went on a tour at 5 years old, and he's a veteran engineer who has worked with Bjork, Depeche Mode, Massive Attack, Portishead, as well as others. He said, "I was always taught that Macs were the machines to use. When you're working for money as a studio engineer, you don't want your equipment falling over. Macs won't let you down. They don't require as much maintenance as PCs." Are consumers beginning to leave the iPod at home in favor of listening to cell phones? A current article from Businessweek has claimed that the iPod may soon be considered as an extra thing to carry around. Mobile phones are able to store and play up to 4,000 MP3s and has moved in on the iPod territory. The article explains that so far iPod and iTunes sales haven't shown any signs of slowing down, and in Britain, about 8% of all adults listen to music stored on their phones versus 17% who listen to music on an iPod. As music phones with lots of memory become commonplace, the article states that it's inevitable that they will chip away at the middle and lower ends of the market for digital music players. According to market research firm Ovum, an estimated 27% of the mobile phones sold globally this year will be able to store and play music. Not to mention the fact that the phone music player is also a camera, an alarm clock, a web browser, and everything else under the moon. Something's gotta give. Apple has recognized the threat, though, and has formed a partnership with Motorola, which offers phones with iTunes software, and Apple won't be brought down easily. The company's iTunes software for transferring music from a PC to an iPod is still much easier to use than similar software that Nokia and handset makers provide for their phones. It'll also be difficult for mobile service providers to challenge Apple's iTunes on the price of a song download. The article explains that the music phone industry is just hoping for impulse buy. They're counting on people hearing a song and wanting it right away. Apple's memory and battery life beats the music phones as well, so it's going to be a difficult run for the music phones, but you gotta give it to them for trying. And those are the stories making it Mac. I'm Dina Orlando, and I'll see you tomorrow on the Inside Mac Minute.